use the microphone?
Thanks.
Does this mic work for?
Yeah, we can get the copy.
Thank you all for coming out. I see so many lifelong friends here. And so many new friends here tonight. And I know others have come and gone. I've run for office now. This is my seventh race. And I told myself each of the first six times that I ran and emerged victorious that both victory and defeat are imposters. And so that's the victory certainly is more fun, but it's also an imposter, right? You can get carried away in victory, and you can get an outsized sense of importance that should not attach to those who hold public office. So we were kicking around about a month ago where we would be on election day. And the first impulse in a statewide race is to say, well, you got to be in St. Louis. And we actually went to the trouble of reserving one of the Drury Inn ballrooms up there. And then my team and I came to the conclusion, no, there's only one place I should be tonight, and that's here in Southeast Missouri. To this part of the state, my ancestors came in, we recently learned, the year 1800. So we weren't even the Missouri Territory then, we were Louisiana. We've been here ever since, in Cape Girardeau, Scott, Bullinger County. And neither of my parents are here with us today, but to them, I owe everything. Many of you knew them. To them, I owe everything. And to the people, to the good people of Southeast Missouri, the counties I just mentioned, to include Perry, Scott, Bullinger, Cape, Mississippi, Stoddard, all you good people, I owe everything. I owe three statewide wins. I owe what I think the record books will show to be a positive and honorable campaign this year. Not engage in mud slinging, that did observe that others were slinging mud with the kids depicted in our ad, that I think may yet win an award. The voters have chosen another candidate, and to him I congratulate. Mr. Greitens, the apparent winner, I doubt if he's been designated that by the AP, but the percentage in the 30s for him has held up since early in the evening. And if the current trend continues, that's where he will finish the nominee tonight. I am filled with an emotion that it's very hard to express tonight, of overwhelming gratitude. When I, we started with a tiny team. It was three of us. And I must call out these two individuals who, to say they poured their heart and soul into this effort is an understatement. They poured everything. It started with Craig Arnson, who's here tonight, and a bunch of his family is here, right here, and Pam Dixon, and I'd like you to come up here. Now, I'll take them separately. Pam Dixon is a Texan, graduate of Texas A&M, Washington University Law School. That's when we got her here in the state of Missouri. She chose to stay. She is with one of the top law firms in the state of Missouri, Lathrop Law Firm, a big St. Louis, Kansas City firm. And she tired of that and had been interested in getting back into the, sort of this kind of work. And so at the end of 2010, she joined me as legal counsel in the Lieutenant Governor's office. And in 24 years in Jefferson City, almost, I've never had a finer person working for me, and I'm honored. Pam, that you came with the campaign from the law firm you're at in St. Louis now. Pam, I can't believe you. through one of these meat grinders, these people are family. They really are family. Now the Arnsons is the largest crowd represented here tonight. And they're from Leopold to other parts of Bullinger County to northern Scott County where Craig grew up, just in the flight path of the Cape Girardeau Airport. His farm, the farm he grew up on and his mother still lives on, Lana still lives there, is just immediately south of the airport. And I knew Craig growing up, his parents, Lana and Irvin, and I miss Irvin, he's gone now, but Craig was my driver right out of high school in the 2008 campaign, age 18. And I discovered that Craig scored 34 on the ACT, which is 6 points higher than I did. And I thought, I better keep this guy around. He's worked in a number of campaigns since then. Craig was the guy who cracked the whip when Pam didn't on me. And the two of them are the glue that got this campaign as far as it did. I am so grateful to both of you and the excellent service they rendered. Craig went to work when he graduated 3 years ago from Mizzou at my brother's firm. Frank's here at Red Letter Communications, where I think it's safe to say Craig has been a major asset in the 3 years and a couple of months that he's been there. And Red Letter did every bit of advertising that we did in my campaign. We interviewed 7 or 8 or 9 DC firms, including Josh Stu Stevens and all these other people who did the Romney campaign last time, and they wanted our business badly. Everything you saw from print, digital, radio, mail, TV was Red Letter Communications with Craig Arnson taking the lead and making that happen. And I am so proud. Stop there, because the story of this campaign, beyond those two who were the glue and the heart and soul of it, the muscle and the sinew and the joints and the nervous system, one of the stories of any campaign is the quality of people you attract throughout, top to bottom. And I just want to mention that. Now, a bunch of my official staff, small as it is in the Capitol, is also here. And they were working after hours on weekends for the last year and taking off vacation days to put this in also. But let me start here and say that we've had a great team come together. They're mostly, but not exclusively, Southeast Missourians. J. Matthew Bain from Sykeston. Matt Bain brought his unique boot heel, horse sense to this race and political savvy, made friends and made connections all over the state, made friends wherever he went. He did a long stint as my driver. We probably both got tired of each other. But Matt was always there, morning, noon, night, weekends, couldn't do enough. Now, you got to have somebody to work in a campaign like this, nothing but Republican vote-rich Southwest Missouri. And for that, we surfaced a bright, young, promising young lawyer in the Branson area named Daniel Sykes. Daniel's right there on the steps. Daniel rendered such marvelous service for us all over Southwest Missouri, the 7th Congressional District. And then We surfaced another bright young man from Northeast Missouri this time. He's a member of Mensa, something I wouldn't qualify for. And that, where is Daniel David Shively? Where is David Shively in the crowd? Right here. David did a little and a lot of everything, from data to putting up 4x8 signs and 2x4s all over the state. And we got the gift of a suite from the Cardinals for a fundraiser in late June to sell tickets to a Cardinal game. And we were when we didn't sell out all the tickets, we had 55 tickets, I think, in the suite. we asked some of the staff to come to the game, and David said, no, I think I've got signs to put up. That's the kind of commitment that we had from David Shively and all these young people in this campaign. I applaud them. So we attracted a bunch of other talented young people from the fairer sex. And the young ladies who were attracted to this campaign, I'm enormously proud of, and I hope you had a good experience. Victoria Keller, where's Victoria? Right here. Jackie Neal, where's Jackie? Right there. Sarah Garza. And I've got to tell something special about the next guy. We imported him from Los Angeles by way of Indianapolis. This guy's not a Missourian at all. Let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the story of how I found him. I had heard my nephew, Will Kinder, who's graduated a few months ago in Indianapolis at Butler University. I'd heard him talking about his best friend, Ryan Love. And I heard him, and it didn't register with me, that Ryan worked in a hotel. Well, as it happened, right after the 4th of July last year, I had a meeting in Indianapolis, and so I drove 4.5 hours from here to Indy and checked into the Hilton downtown, and I saw this tall, fine-looking very young man behind the counter, and gave him my identification, said I have a reservation for two nights, and he said, oh yeah, your name's Kinder? I said, yeah. He said, my best friend is Will Kinder. I said, I've heard about you, Ryan Love. So he checked me in and he upgraded me to a corner suite, which I didn't need. He's a good guy to know the next time you're headed for New York City. I think he can do that there too. But anyway, so I was so impressed with him. And I asked Will Kinder, I said, how entrenched is Ryan in that job? And he said, not very at all. He's working for the mayor's campaign in Indianapolis and hardly getting paid anything. So to make a long story short, we brought Ryan Love here, and what a find Ryan Love has been. I'm so proud of you. Ryan, this guy, my late father would have said of him and all these people, they're all wool and a yard wide. That's the quality of material they are. Ryan did all our digital, he did our social media. If you think, and I heard all over the state that we had a great Facebook and Twitter campaign, credit to Ryan Leff from top to bottom. I can't say enough. All these people with their prayers and your prayers, your financial support, your sacrifice, your encouragement, and encouragement is a gift to a campaign, a lonely campaign, traveling thousands of miles, often late into the night, in an F-150 pickup made right here in the state of Missouri. So I am encouraged and I'm grateful. I have a heart filled with gratitude to my friends, my family, my brother Mark, my brother Frank, their wives who put up with me in all my moods when I come in off the campaign trail. They'd always have a great supper. They'd come on over. We know you've got to keep body and soul together, and they help me do that. To lifelong friends like Sue Sheets, who's been here. We went to kindergarten and grade school and high school together and have known each other all our lives. To a special extra set of parents for me, Eddie and Beverly Knoffel, who are here tonight. Man. Helping me keep body and soul together. When my mother died, they adopted me. Mark Welker. Mark Welker, God bless you. You have done so much for this campaign. Mark was a promising, prominent young lawyer on his way up in town, and he was texting me this afternoon, where do you need more signs put up in the middle of the afternoon? It's unbelievable, the commitment you all have had. And I'm so grateful. Norman Hardy from Dexter. Here, here. God bless you, sir. Brett Dorton, Norman's president at one of the banks, and my great friend and loyal supporter, I'll never forget, Clint Tracy, Josh Bill, Kenny Pinkston. I've got to mention now my official staff is here. And I mentioned them earlier without naming them. The Lieutenant Governor, I have 5 staff members for a state of 6 million people on the official payroll. I have the most dedicated, loyal staff. The longest person in that staff has been with me in tenure is Lori Dawson, who keeps me organized. Lori, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Her husband, Ron, who's a Jeff City mainstay, former quarterback of the Jeff City Jays, and they're very big glory years under Pete Atkins. My chief of staff, Reed Forrester, Reed's right there from Piper Bluff, another Southeastern Jay. The folks he brought on board, Joe Pondra, from Crawford County up around Steelville area. Thank you, Joe, for unparalleled support. Willis, my friend Willis Jones. Thank you all. I'm afraid I've started down this road of naming people. And I'm gonna say that there's one guy in St. Louis who stands out. He made the trip down here for this. He didn't have to. It's a long trip back. Jake Hensler, a great attorney. And Jake Hensler is also a man of the cloth and ordained Episcopalian priest. And I'm very proud to have earned your support, Jay, and your friendship.
Very proud of you, Peter.
To my friends who are here, my friend of decades, Lloyd Smith, Steve McFeeters, again, Josh. The Bain family is here. And Daniel Seitz, I'm going to say this to you. Your whole family just busted your tail all over Southwest Missouri for me. I'll never forget that. So, in my line of work, it's kind of like playing in a major golf tournament. You're putting it all out there every day, right? And I remember, was it the Masters this year where the guy was way ahead and missed a couple putts and lost? Was it the Masters or one of the others?
And he doesn't play golf.
I was talking to Bill DeWitt about that, the owner of the Cardinals, right after that. And he said, yeah, but don't you admire him for putting it all out there? For getting in the arena, for trying to represent a big slice of my home state, where we've been for 215 years. And we're not going anywhere, unlike you. So without any certitude as to what the future holds, it's like the result I said yesterday about today. It's in God's hands, and there it will remain, and we'll give it our best efforts. But I stand before you in humility and total gratitude for all you all and all your commitment to this campaign. And the fight will go on, and congratulations to the winner, Mr. Greitens.